What about the BEV story? What's been the bottom line there?
Well, the biggest bottom line is the current exclusion criteria that we're following. And we may see some of those start to change because there are studies looking at treated brain mets. Can you use bevacizumab? But if you use the current guidelines are don't treat patients with brain mets with bevacizumab. Don't treat squamous cell. Don't treat people on anticoagulation. Don't treat people with hemoptysis. Again, a little softer. Cavitary to start with, lesions that are cavitary, lesions that are central, close to major blood vessels. If you follow all that stuff, my impression, and I don't have an actual count, is that only 35 or 40% of the people with stage 4 who walk through your door can actually go on those studies. So a large group are being excluded from getting bevacizumab. I do think bevacizumab certainly was a positive result in the ECOG study, and we see longer progression-free survival with a different platinum doublet. Don't have the survival data yet. It's a modest improvement, but again, the jump, what's happened is we're now moving that into the adjuvant setting, post-operative chemo plus or minus a beginner group study, which is ongoing. And in that group, obviously, we don't have the exclusions. We don't have brain. We don't have squamous. We do have anticoagulation, but otherwise it's... So can it make a bigger difference in early stage?